Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to Labor for Christ Healing Clinic. I am your host this morning, Minister April Young, and I also have my co-host with me, Pastor Linda Barnes. And I'm basically going to, the topic this morning is on teen drug trends. And I asked for Pastor Barnes to also join in with me because she has 18 years of experience in substance abuse, and I have 19 years of experience in social work as well. So between us, I think we got about 30-some-odd years of experience in social work. Amen. So the topic this morning, again, is teen drug trends. And so I thought this was very interesting because we're finding out that the abuse of prescription drugs like Adderall and Ritalin remains steady among our teens. And unfortunately, a declining number of teens see this as a problem. And also, drugs like synthetic marijuana and the so-called bath salts are popular among teens. And overdoses from heroin are also on the rise in the community throughout here in the state of Illinois. Back in the 60s, there was something called Sizzle, and so that's making a comeback as well as the vape pens, V-A-P-E, vape pens, that are used to ingest marijuana. And so hopefully the things we're going to get out of the clinic this morning will be an understanding of some of the new and popular drugs that are among teens and why they're dangerous. So we're going to be talking about synthetic marijuana. We're going to be talking about K2, bath salts, fentanyl, Sizzle. We're going to differentiate between substance abuse versus addiction, talk about the long-term effects and the impact of drug use on our teenagers' brains, their health, their learning abilities, and their emotional maturity, and also increase an understanding of what synthetic drugs are, how manufacturers continue to elude the federal and state bans with new formulas, and some of the signs and symptoms of some of the drugs being misused and treatment options as well. I'm basically going to lay a foundation, and then Pastor Linda is going to chime in at any time with her expertise. I know she primarily focuses on adults, but I know that there is probably some overlap with the adults as well as teenagers. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and get started, and then at any time, I'm just going to have Pastor Linda just kind of jump in whenever she's ready or when I yield the floor to her. So let's begin. Why do teens turn to substances? Why do you think some of our teenagers are using substances these days? And please feel free to talk back to me.
Because they're dealing with different issues, possibly as well as and
they don't really know how to say no to their peers. They don't really know how to deal with things that's going on in their home. They don't know how to deal with things that are going on at the school. So they turn to drugs.
Exactly.
I know when my husband passed away, I wasn't aware of it, but my son turned to drugs, and it was a while before I really knew that he was, devin into that. So the loss was very traumatic for him. And, I thank God that now he's been delivered from that. But it was, a few years, and he was on heroin.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I found out when he had had to, you know, go to the hospital. So I believe, you know, by the time you really talk about what they're dealing with, they hold things in.
Yes. You know, like you were talking about, I think to escape. So in your situation, it sounds like your son experienced a traumatic loss. And so what we're finding is sometimes teens are turning to substances because they want to escape. You know, it's almost like a, you know, not wanting to deal with whatever is going on. And so it's an escape mechanism. Also, because of peer pressure, it could be genetic. Unfortunately, in my field of child welfare, I'm seeing a lot of our children are born substance exposed because of their parents. So it's kind of in the drug line. And so genetics, they're exposed to their family. And unfortunately, the media, when we took a poll among the teenagers, 47% of them said that the movies taught them that it was okay to use, to turn to substances. 47%. That's like half of our teenage population. They think it's okay. Also, there's risk-taking, there's curiosity, and just being defiant and then boredom, you know, as well. Now, over the last two decades,
even though the teens are watching, excuse me, watching the movie, they miss something, you know. It's glamorized in the movie, but also it shows the consequences behind using the drugs. And I think they look at the glamorization.
Exactly. They think it's okay. Between the last two decades, between 1993 and basically 2013, there was a poll, and we're talking about youth between 8th grade and 12th grade, so basically the age of 12 and 20, basically. And 32.9% of them use alcohol, and 20% of them reported binge drinking. 16% use regular cigarettes, and 25% illicit drug usage. That's a quarter of our population. And so when we're talking about illicit drugs, the number one drug of choice for teenagers, the number one drug of choice is marijuana, is number one. But number two is going to be your newer drugs, your over-the-counter medication. Now, for adults, the number one drug of choice is alcohol. Yes, you have a comment.
Why do you feel that to be so?
Why do I feel that to be so?
The statistics show that these are the drugs of choice.
I'm sorry, why do statistics show?
You were stating the various drugs of choice that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel that that's so? Is that an estimation on your part, or do statistics show that these are the drugs of choice?
This is what the research is showing. Yes, the research is showing that this is the drug of choice. And then, like I was saying, the number two is going to be your over-the-counter medication. Now, also, when we come to pharmaceuticals, which is your over-the-counter medication, the younger children, like 8th grade or so, they are using cough medicine, and they're using that to overdose. And then the high schools are turning to your Adderall, your Ritalins, your medications that are often used to treat, you know, ADHD, your stimulants. There's a cough medicine that has a DXM extract, like your Robitussin DXM DM. What they're doing, they're extracting that DXM from these medications. You're putting it into a powder form, and they're snorting it. And so the smaller doses is just, you know, we understand the smaller doses of this cough medicine is to suppress coughing. You know, but the larger doses, the overdoses, is causing fever, confusion, impaired judgment, blurred vision, dizziness, excessive sweating, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, irregular heartbeat. There's a numbness of fingers and toes, redness of their face, dry and itchy skin, loss of consciousness, seizures, brain damage, and even death. And so for those of you that are just calling in, we are on the Labor Christ number. Our call-in number, again, is 213-943-3799 for those of you who want to call in, 213-943-3799. And, of course, we're also, you can listen to our archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/Laborers for Christ Ministries if you want to go back and listen to our archives. Again, we were talking about the abuse of the over-the-counter medication. In 2013, we were talking about drug abuse, your opiates being your road to heroin. 22,767 deaths was related to prescription drug overdoses. 22,767 deaths. 71.3% of those over-the-counter involved the opiate painkillers. And then 30.6% involved your benzodiazepine. We're talking about binge drinking. The definition of binge drinking is consuming an amount of alcohol within about 2 hours so that the blood alcohol concentration levels the legal amount of intoxication. And so our youth between the ages of 12 and 20 are binge drinking. And they're drinking 11% of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. And although they're drinking less often than adults, when they do drink, they drink more. And they're consuming more alcohol than by binge drinking. That is the definition of binge drinking. Substance abuse, we're going to give you a definition of substance abuse, and then we're going to take a brief pause. Substance abuse, definition of substance abuse is the continued use of drugs and alcohol in spite of adverse consequences in one or more areas of an individual's life. It's the continued use of drugs and alcohol in spite of adverse consequences in one or more areas of a person's life. And then addiction, it's a compulsion to use alcohol or other drugs, regardless of the negative or adverse consequences. That's an addiction. And so it is characterized by having physical and psychological dependence. And so, you know, tolerance is a need for increased amount to increase the desired effect. And then withdrawal is the substance is taken to relieve or avoid withdrawal symptoms. So, again, we've given the definition of binge drinking. We've given the definition of substance abuse and then also addiction. And so at this moment, we're just going to take a brief intermission, and we'll be back with you shortly.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies.
Okay.
Just when I feel he won't show up
I'm
on
the
time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you.
The word like sinners, faith.
And test everything you thought you knew.
So, what do I need to do?
Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.
Okay.
God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Hang up that phone, please.